Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Where Are Your Boys Tonight? The Oral History of Emo's Mainstream Explosion, 1999 to 2008, by Chris Payne. Read by Graham Halstead and Chris Abel. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/Where Are Your Boys Tonight. It contains a cast of characters who appear in the book. For Mom and Dad. Introduction. Emo was never supposed to be cool, so when Gerard Way saw the chance to manifest his comic book fantasies, he went all in. The black marching band uniforms, the skeleton costumes, the broken, the beaten, and the damned. It's all part of the lore now, but it wasn't until one night in August 2006, the night My Chemical Romance introduced the world to the Black Parade. MTV had provided 6 full minutes during the Video Music Awards for the band to unveil its new single on live television, which, in the days of TRL and MySpace, was kind of like getting your own Super Bowl commercial. North Jersey's biggest dreamers answered the call. Looking like a zombie Sgt. Pepper's brigade, My Chemical Romance ascended 30 Rockefeller Plaza and rocked out Welcome to the Black Parade on a strip atop the skyscraper just wide enough to hold the stage. They were warned not to jump, or else the wind could knock them off and down to the city streets below. The fading rays of sunlight had just dipped below the Manhattan skyline. After belting one last "We'll Carry On," Way held out the mic and gazed into the great beyond, looking like a damn superhero. Down inside the ceremony awaited some old acquaintances and some new ones. There was Fallout Boy, who 1 year earlier slogged it out across the parking lots of America alongside My Chemical Romance on 2005's Warped Tour. While passing through Las Vegas, Fallout Boy bassist Pete Wentz had introduced members of My Chemical Romance to a band he'd just discovered on the internet, 4 local teenagers who called themselves Panic at the Disco. The recent high school graduates could have easily milled through the warped crowd unrecognized. Now, more than a year later, Panic filed into Radio City Music Hall with dreams of winning all 5 VMAs they'd been nominated for, including Video of the Year. Fallout Boy, whose Dance Dance video was up for 2 awards of its own, was set to introduce Panic's in-show performance of I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. And at night's end, My Chemical Romance's opening spectacle would be matched by an upset for the ages. After losing their first 4 nominations, Panic at the Disco beat out the likes of Madonna's Hung Up and Shakira's Hips Don't Lie for Video of the Year. Emo had not only reached the summit, it had conquered it. Underground rock scenes had crashed the mainstream before, but with those, punks, Class of 77, 80s indie rock and hardcore, and 90s grunge, there was a prevailing sense of self-detonation, of burning down the house party before the lights got flicked on. MySpace-era emo, on the other hand, not only had immense star power, but stars who weren't the least bit bashful about being the biggest band in the world. At the 1992 VMAs, Nirvana famously refused to perform Smells Like Teen Spirit. By 2006, My Chemical Romance's dramatic unveiling of Welcome to the Black Parade showed how much the barriers of showmanship and selling out had broken down. This generational shift was due to a lot of things: the rise of social media, a desperate post-Napster music industry, the pull of hip-hop culture, and most of all, this eager new generation of bands. At any date along the 2005 Warped Tour, the kids in Panic or any other kid...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?